trading card company has found an interesting way to teach children about the war on terrorism. The company has released its Enduring Freedom Card series, featuring photographs and information about the war effort. 12-year-old Jordan Jacobs hadn't heard of them until he went to the baseball card store in his hometown of Orlando. He bought a few packs just to try them out, and he was pleasantly surprised.
The pictures on them, some of them have, like, the inspiring pictures. Let's see, how about the one with Bush and the rescue workers? That's a pretty good picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, shows the good side of what happened. And also, you learn stuff about what's happening. You learn who some of the important people are in the war.
Yeah? Like who?
Like Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, you have Condoleezza Rice?
Yeah.
Oh. What'd you learn about her?
Well, I learned that she's, like, an important person, and she helps Bush make lots of decisions about what's happening.
Do you have a favorite card?
Yeah. So far, my favorite card is the Apache helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Mm.
Do you have the F-16 fighter?
F-16 fighter?
Yeah.
Well, I did, but I gave it to my friend because he really wanted it.
Are you trading these?
No, because none of my friends collect, but one day I brought them into school. So everybody's like, oh, wow, these are so cool. So some of my friends, like, wanted some cards, so I gave them a couple.
I got an Air Force F-16, the picture's taken from the bottom, so you can see the whole payload there, all the bombs lined up.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about the Osama card? Did you get one of those?
Yeah, I did. And with that, my mom suggested I put peanut butter on it and give it to my dog. That's what I did.
How do you like it?
Oh, my dog really likes it. My dog loves peanut butter.
I got a couple of packs here, and there's no bubble gum in here. You know, when I was a kid, you bought trading cards, there was bubble gum in it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you feel cheated?
No, not really. I mean, the bubble gum in those are usually pretty stale, probably.
You're right. It was stale in 1955, too. You like the stickers okay?
Yeah. I got my parents to each put a sticker on their car.
Ah, there you go. Now, who else do you have?
Let's see. I have the, FBI Director Mueller.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get him either.
Oh, cool. And I also have, I have like two cards of Bush doing stuff. And I have Donald Rumsfeld.
I got a Rumsfeld, so I can't trade you that one.
Nope.
I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah?
I'll trade you a Tom Ridge and a George Pataki for your Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
You'll go for that?
Yeah.
Gee, I thought I was going to have to get rid of my extra Rumsfeld.
No, not really.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Topps Trading Card Company and its Enduring Freedom series, collected by Jordan Jacobs in Orlando, Florida.